Welcome back, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Big, big thanks to Marquette University Associate Professor of Political Science, Lowell Barrington, a two-time guest here on The Maggie Dawn Show. We're definitely going to have him back. I just wanted to share with you this tidbit. I was chatting with Lowell while we were in commercial. We are definitely going to have him back. But he mentioned something that I think is really important to repeat, and that is that it's his assessment that President Trump, I think, by all accounts, believes the things that Vladimir Putin says to him. He believes that they're true. And I find that to just be a stunning amount of naivete. And it is a bit of naivete that I will just say, I have witnessed in dealings with people who have only been surrounded by sycophants for their entire life, meaning extraordinarily wealthy and extraordinarily powerful people. And here's why. When you are constantly surrounded by yes men and women and sycophants and obsequiousness, and the world tends to conform itself, or at least your perception of the world tends to conform itself to your desires and wishes, and people tell you what you want to hear, you tend to think they're all telling the truth all the time, wouldn't you? Right? That these patterns over a lifetime have their own bias that begins to infect the person who is that power center, that center of wealth and power. And it leads people that live in those sorts of bubbles to lose touch with reality here on Earth One, as it were. And you tend to begin to think that not only are you all powerful, but that you are all seeing and that your discernment of people, of situations, your read on things is always correct, that your perception and your judgments, your decisions are infallible. One of the things that I think we all should fear in ourselves and in our leaders is a belief in our own infallibility. Because once we decide that our judgments, our discernment, our perceptions are infallible, it's not far to then reach a place where those that object or disagree are labeled evil and bad and not worthy of any respect. It's not far to get to a place where you believe those snake oil salesmen. This infallibility problem, this belief in his own infallibility, in his own completely misguided perceptions, Donald Trump's belief that he sees everything, that he is all-knowing, that his judgments are perfect. It's not like a guy running a hedge fund and he makes a bad investment call because he only listens to himself and loses some really, really, really rich people their money. Donald Trump's at base, naive arrogance, his naive belief in his own infallibility is what is placing our country, our troops, our way of life, and our values at risk every day. The man's naive arrogance in his own infallibility, his belief in that, is leading him to think that Vladimir Putin isn't lying to him, that he couldn't lie to him, and that if he was lying to him, he would, of course, know. And doesn't take a PhD in political science to know that Vladimir Putin lies. He lies a lot. So I don't know what to make of all of this over these past few days, except that I think we're all constantly reminded that we need to approach politics with a certain sense of humility, with a certain baseline thought that, hey, what if I'm wrong? what risks to my values, to our core values, to our democracy are posed if I'm wrong? To me, thinking of those things and asking those kinds of questions are what distinguishes good leaders, great leaders, from those that lead us to disaster, to abandonment of values. So what do I hope coming out of the last few days? Well, I hope that people who may see the world in terms of us and them, of my team and your team and winning at all costs, begin to understand that when it comes to American baseline principles, our most fundamental values, concepts of habeas corpus and due process, there aren't teams. There isn't us and them. There's just all of us together in one of the world's longest experiments in democracy. And if, in the end, we are willing to give away things like due process, if we're willing to wave away habeas corpus, or simply reserve those rights for some of us, but not all of us, in the end, our humble democracy experiment will fail. And it is up to each and every one of us to stand up and to say, when it comes to these base principles, there's only one team. The American team, a team that stands for democracy. That's going to do it for me. Pete Schwab is up next with Nightlight. Keep it locked. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together.